once you start winning, you kind of want to keep doing it as much as you can.
It's hard to walk away from something like this that you've worked really hard on.
It's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
I think you can really, really tell how much the crowd are on our side, how much they're rooting for us.
It's Kat here from Benacross Maverick. We are announcing Frankie Wells and Alice Travis.
Jade is a massive name to get her. Just absolutely incredible.
I'm Sasha Shipway. Welcome to this updated version of our Netball Show Siren Special with Viper 10. We originally published this back in November when we heard from Bethany Sutherland, Leah Kennedy and Sarah Bayman on joining the franchise. First, Andy spoke to CEO Claire Nelson on how she would reflect on their first season and the challenges it's brought.
Claire, how on earth can you reflect on season one?
It wasn't really until the end of the season that I could start to fully appreciate what we'd achieved, because the season itself was just so full on. It was a whirlwind. It was really demanding. You know, we got asked to tender, found out in the July that we were in, and by October I needed a business brand, athletes, kits, staff, the whole business put together, and then we needed to put a team on court. And a lot of it, we had a strong vision, we knew what we wanted to do, but a lot of it we were figuring out as we went along. And whilst we didn't execute consistently across all the games, we know that, we did pull out some exceptional wins against some of the best teams in the league. And off court, the impact has been phenomenal. I mean, we'd won Campaign of the Year at the Scottish Women's Sports Awards. We've been recognised nationally for Team of the Year, Sporting Event of the Year for our opening game in front of 4,000 people, and Sporting Moment of the Year. We got second and fourth highest TV viewing audiences, third highest spectator audiences for live numbers. And of course, we launched our really powerful Sirens for Success programme, which has been recognised in Parliament for a brand new team with a tiny resource, but a lot of ambition and passion. I'm really, really proud of what we did. And now for me, it's obviously building on those successes and trying to grow our on and off court brand.
Has it only recently been a point where you've realised what was achieved last season, or was it just after that first game with Wasps?
You know, the first game with Wasps was a real moment. It took a lot of me persuading a lot of people to make that happen, to get Sky to cover it, to put celebrities there, to get politicians, press and media. And, you know, we filled the Emirates Arena on a cold, wet Tuesday night in February with over 4,000 people with a sport that not many of them had really seen or witnessed live before. It was a brand new team that had come from nowhere. I mean, that's incredible when you think of that itself. So we had a number of moments throughout the season, some incredible home wins, some moments where you see kids looking at the athletes with just stars in their eyes, you know, being recognised in Parliament. And you know that you're doing a good thing and you're on the right track. But when you're really in the thick of it and you're working 7 days a week and 19-hour days and you're pretty exhausted, it's hard to fully appreciate the magnitude of what you've done and the results. And so really it has been the last couple of months that we've been able to look back and go, okay, that was pretty special. I'm pretty tough on myself sometimes, that I always want to do more and do better. And, you know, I've had to just say, actually, Claire, that was a bloody good job done.
And you've obviously managed to build the brand and passionate, the way that fans have got on board and embraced the sport. Happy with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our brand is one of the things that I'm most proud of. We knew that we wanted to transcend netball, that we wanted something that would attract new audiences into the sport. We wanted something that we could diversify, something that people would want to buy the merchandise and wear it to the gym, whether they love netball or not, that boys and girls would want to wear the hoodies, and that people would take our messaging seriously. The Changing the Game campaign is a really important piece of work that we've undertaken here as part of the franchise and with Netball Scotland. It means more than just playing netball. It's about actually trying to drive real meaningful change for women's sport and across an industry. And the brand that we've created, the messaging around that and how we've delivered it has really seen us achieve some quite incredible impact.
And obviously the reward as well?
The reward with our award on Friday was fantastic, absolutely. You know, to get that recognition against some huge campaigns is fantastic. I just need more people talking about it, and we need to branch out of netball audiences. For me, and it's not just for Sirens, it's for our whole sport and looking UK-wide, we need to start attracting new audiences, bringing new people to our game, getting more people interested so that we can position ourselves as one of the leading live sports events and sports to watch, as well as just being dominant in the women's sport industry.
Finished sixth in that first season.
Yeah.
You're above the other new franchise Stars. Happy, yeah, maybe isn't the right word, but...
No, not happy at all, no.
Satisfied?
It was credible. It was credible because we went out and we did show that, you know, we can beat Bath and we can beat Storm and we can, you know, save 5 minutes in the second quarter of a game, that first game against Wasps. You know, we beat them across a couple of quarters. We showed that we could go out and challenge. But we were absolutely inconsistent. We did have some injuries. You know, we lost Rachel Forbes early on to an injury. Our team was thrown together really quickly. They didn't really know each other. They all landed in Glasgow in January and we had a few weeks to pull it together. We know that we had a team that were capable of doing far more. But it's a learning. It was our first season of a brand new team, and that's all we can do is look back and reflect, build on our strengths. You know, Nikki was one of the best defenders in the league. Claire Brownie is, again, one of the best mid-quarters we've got in there. We've got some real talent coming through in our Scots. But we absolutely needed more depth. We needed more experience, and that's what I think we've pulled together this year.
And what? A signing? On and a half? Sarah Beerman... How did that come about?
One of the first things I did when we got awarded our franchise is I spoke to a lot of athletes. Number one, I was aware that we were based in Scotland and people would have a perception of what they thought we would be. And, you know, we can't talk about a new franchise without really remembering that there was one previously. And that didn't go the way we wanted to. And I was conscious that people would have a preconceived idea of who we were, and that also we would go out there pitching for things when actually we didn't really understand or have full knowledge of what athletes themselves wanted. So we had loads of conversations. What do you want out of your playing experience? What's a great coach? What does good look like? What experience do you want from a franchise? You know, what's going to make you want to go out on court and go for gold every single day? One of my, you know, people that I spent a lot of time talking to was Sarah. She's so knowledgeable. She's so experienced. She's really well respected. And we spent a lot of time talking, and she really, you know, let me understand what a great experience, club experience for an athlete would look like. So we started talking about a year ago. She was obviously offered the opportunity to go over to New Zealand and play with the Pulse, and that's an opportunity you're not going to turn down. It was the right thing for her. I think she's played out of her skin and had one of the seasons of her life, and I'm delighted that she's bringing that experience into our franchise. But we picked up our conversations again, you know, when that season was done, and we talked, and she just gets what we're trying to do here. She's really passionate about trying to change the game, about trying to shape a new franchise, being part of that journey. She helped us come up with our new mantra. You know, we have no history, so there's no limits. And she just has slotted in. She's absolutely the embodiment of a Siren for me, and I'm delighted she's part of our squad for this season.
It's nice as well, on a personal level for me, I think that you've managed to attract people like Beth back home and Leah moving further north.
Yeah.
You're certainly making followers of the league sit up.
Yeah, we wanted from the start to attract the best athletes from across the world. And we have had conversations with the best athletes in the world. And, you know, every year that we attract more talent, hopefully that makes us more attractive as, you know, we're brand new. We are in Scotland. So there's always going to be a little bit of people are going to be unsure about what we have here, what we're doing and what we offer. But the more we're able to attract talent, and the more that kind of opens us up to the market, as it were, to other athletes. You know, Bethany for us she was our captain of our under 21s that reached eighth place at the Netball World Youth Cup. She's a talented athlete. She's obviously in our national program. So having her here training with her teammates and being part of this team in a Commonwealth game and Netball World Cup qualifier year is really important. And she wanted to be part of that. And, you know, for us, Leah is just someone that we recognise as having great talent. She's a lovely, lovely girl. Again, we look for not just the physical talent of an athlete, we look for who they are as a person. Do they really represent and embody what it means to be a siren? And yeah, we've got some fantastic talent. And then, of course, bringing Jamaicans in, delighted Nikki's returning, but Vanessa has come from a superb coaching setup there in Lightning. And Chantel, you know, look at her stats from last year. She might not have got as much court time as she would have liked, but when she came on, she delivered and executed, and that girl can put the ball in the net. So really looking forward to bringing all these people together. And of course, we brought Ella back as well. You know, Ella, again, from Lightning, brings great height from a wonderful coaching setup. Lightning were a superb team last year, but Commonwealth Games year, she wants to be with her teammates, and we're hoping that this will pay off for our Scots as well as in the Super League.
And certainly all of them joining together with Claire as well, it's just going to mix really, really nicely.
I hope so. I really do. You know, we just, for us, it's about constantly building and evolving. We're constantly learning. We don't get it right all the time, but everything we do with integrity, vision and passion. And, you know, you can see the Scots team, the Thistles, even down to the under-21s, have just been getting stronger and better. And I really hope that this pays off with qualification for World Cup and some really standout performances at the Commonwealth Games next year. And then we've obviously got the World Cup qualifiers in January, which is going to be the biggie. You know, you've got three really evenly matched countries there fighting for two places. It's a shame that we all can't go through, because we're really strong as a region. We're all in the top 12. But that, I mean, that is going to be one for the spectators, because it's kind of life or death for us all. We all have to qualify for world events for our funding. You know, it's so critical that we all try and get ourselves to the World Cup. But, you know, my priority is Scotland and making sure we're going to go in trying to win gold at that event and making sure that we've got our place secured for 2019 World Cup in Liverpool.
And will you get a few days off over Christmas?
A couple. You know something, I don't get a lot of time off. I've had a couple of weeks in the last 2 years, and last Christmas was a complete and utter write-off. I think I got Christmas Day and that was it. But yeah, you know what, we've built our team. We've obviously got Siren's head coach over here now. We've got bigger office staff. We've got more people. So all of that hopefully should alleviate a little bit of pressure on me and allow me to spend a little bit of time with my family over Christmas for a mince pie and a sherry. But I won't be off for too long, because it's a big year ahead for us next year.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
Well, let's hear first on this netball show, Siren Special with Viper 10 from Sarah Bayman, as she told us why sirens.
Sarah, congratulations, and I've got to admit, that's me punked well and truly.
Yeah, I think it surprised a few people. I'm not sure. I think after I wasn't named in the Thunder team, I think people were sort of scratching their heads a little bit, but you know, it's nice to do something different. It's nice for the league to have a bit of movement in it as well. So yeah, full surprises.
I mean, it's easy to say, but you're a touch of class, so were there offers from elsewhere? Could you have gone anywhere?
I don't think I could have gone anywhere, but hey. I mean, yeah, let's just say that now that there were offers from elsewhere, and I wasn't dead set that I wanted to not go back to Thunder. But I wanted to listen to offers and kind of decide where would be best for me this year and what would kind of give me the challenge and motivation that I feel like I need.
So why Sirens?
I just think, having spoken to them and kind of seen a little bit from New Zealand last year, I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here in terms of building a team from scratch, but also the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward the game of netball, how they want to engage with community. They want to be a flagship team for Glasgow and for Scotland. And, you know, just thinking big and thinking long term, but trying to really raise aspirations. And I think that's what the league needs at the minute, teams who are going to kind of push the boundaries, go and ask the best players in the world if they'll come and play for them seriously, and expect to get good players and really kind of drive the Super League forward. And yeah, like I said, having spoken to them, I was like, this sounds like something I want to be part of. When I went to Thunder initially in 2009 with Jade, they were sat at the bottom of the table, and it was a risk, but it was something that I was excited about. It was my home club, and I wanted to take them back where they belonged. And now I feel like Thunder have got that kind of foundation, and they'll continue to do well because they're producing so much talent in the Northwest, and they've got that kind of system in place where it's just coming through time and time again. So it's time for me to sort of go elsewhere and find a new challenge and try and do something else.
And Sirens as well. I mean, certainly from last season, we saw the branding's on point, and they're making the right kind of movements to step on as a franchise this season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think the marketing and branding was really, really, really strong last year. They got crowds, they got TV audiences, and that's kind of just scratching the surface of what they want to do and how big they want to make it. And that's exciting to be involved in as a player when you feel like people are interested in this team and the kind of there's a demand for it in Scotland and in Glasgow.
Team building was at the weekend, a nice mystery. It was a good laugh because you won it, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean that's always good when you win. But no, it was really good. I mean, it's daunting going into a new team and a new environment, and you obviously have all the first day nerves. But you know, the girls were great, and it was a lot of fun. We tried to find my way around Glasgow and failed miserably, but we still won. So it was really good to meet the girls and sort of start our pre-season proper.
The nice thing is as well, you'll be swapping that beach life for a nice lockside log cabin, or have you got a nice apartment sorted out?
Log cabin, God, I hope not. No, I'm staying in the city at the minute, which is nice. The temperature is pretty low. And
a little different.
Only going to get lower, so yeah, we'll see how that goes. But no, it's a cool city. I've never been here for Commonwealth Games and enjoying it. And so yeah, try and find some hobbies and kind of get into the city life, I think.
How are you with the rest of the squad? You met them at the weekend. You'll know people like Leah for England, the Scottish girls from the internationals.
Yeah, vaguely. I think it's probably, other than last year where I was on the other side of the world, it's probably the biggest unknown for me in terms of going into a team. I don't really know people that well at all. But that's kind of exciting as well, you know. To go in with a blank canvas and have no real expectations or prejudgments on people is nice, and you can really sort of get to work in pre-season and make sure that we make this team what we want it to be.
Any games in particular next season you're looking forward to? Thunder, Wasps?
Yeah. I mean, Thunder will be a big game. It'll be a tough game, and it'll be tough for me to play against them, but it'll be good as well. I'll look forward to going back to Manchester or welcoming them here. And you know, there's massive games all over the place. You know, Wasps are obviously champions. Loughborough were really unlucky to miss out, so they'll be top teams. And I think Mavericks have recruited really well, so there's a lot of big games. And I think it is a little bit like last year, where you look at it and you kind of go, oh, there's not an obvious top four. I think people could back a few teams to make it. So yeah, I think every game people would be scrapping for the points.
So you think that Pulse last season was the right move for you in a way in that stage of your career? Glad you did it?
Yeah, definitely. It was something that when they made the offer, I was sort of like, I can't turn it down, especially getting older and knowing that those opportunities don't come around all the time. I'm really glad I did it. Absolutely loved the season, and the girls there were awesome. So just had an all-round great experience. I've really not got anything negative to say about it. So yeah, really glad I did it, and I think it helped me find a bit of extra motivation as well, and kind of love my netball again. So hopefully that can continue this season.
And how's that going to make you stronger going into next season?
I think just any experience you have, and especially playing against a different style and playing against different players and kind of pushing yourself out of your comfort zone only makes you a better player. And now I've been playing for I don't know how many years and kind of keep notching up those different experiences, and hopefully I'll have some things to pass on to my teammates as well as kind of doing my own job well.
That's Sarah Bierman. I'm really looking forward to seeing her back as part of the franchise this year. Now, let's hear from Leah Kennedy, who's made the move northwards in her franchise, leaving Team Northumbria after 8 seasons. Leah, so you're going to be joining Sirens. Describe a bit on how that came about, because I assume it wasn't an easy decision.
Definitely not. I obviously had to think about travel, what me and my boyfriend are doing, kind of like we live in Newcastle, so I've got to obviously weigh up actually where's going to be the best place for me to get to but still actually have a bit of a life. So I think I definitely obviously had to think about all those things and actually making sure that I can still perform on the court to whichever team I did go. But also, I just think that Sirens to me, especially last year, them coming into the NSL, they made a huge impact. And being a marketing person myself from university, I just loved their whole brand image and what they were doing behind the scenes. And I think I just really wanted to be part of a brand, not just a team. And I'm really interested in seeing that side of the squad. And also, I just knew that the way they play on the court is very similar to me. I've had people since the announcement say, oh, I can definitely see you fitting in at Sirens. They're always quite especially like Scottish netball in general, they're always quite feisty, they're physical, they know what they want, they go for it. And I think that's definitely what I hope that people see when I'm on the court. And I'm just really excited to get going and starting with the squad.
Is that how it was sold to you? How did the contact with Tanya come about?
Tanya recently came into post, but I was lucky enough to actually train underneath her last season. She did one session at Team Northumbria, and obviously she's a bit of a defence specialist, so for me that was definitely a huge benefit. And just I'm really excited from that session I had with her back then. I just think she's definitely going to bring something different to the league and to the team, and I think she'll definitely inspire us to do some great things on the court.
And while Sports Central has obviously got great facilities, that mm-hmm. It's that step up in a way as well to the arena.
Yeah, I went to arena. I'm so excited to start there. And just the whole setup that they have in Scotland, it's very similar to Northumbria, but also the arena setup is going to be amazing. I'm really excited about that. Unfortunately, I was injured, so I didn't get to play in it last year, but I heard good things and I'm excited to check it out.
We can have a look at the rest of the squad in a minute, but before you joined, did you have any idea of some of the names that were being considered?
You hear rumours, you're always hearing that ball, but I just kind of, for me, I just really saw myself and had this gut feeling that actually Sirens was the squad for me. So actually, even though I wasn't aware of all the names, yeah, I just was like, no, this is the squad for me. And luckily it turned out well when you look at our squad going ahead.
It's nice as well. I mean, the Scottish girls like Claire and Nicola and Beth, obviously returning from last year, and they'll be building.
Yeah. There's some really good talent in Scotland, and I've played Beth Goodwin at international level, and I know how talented she is in the circle, so I'm really excited to even just get to train against her, and we can kind of hopefully push each other in training. And yes, they're centre court players. Claire Brownie, you can't deny how amazing she is when she steps on the court. It's that kind of tenacity and always going for it, no matter how far, like if you're down, if you're up, like she gives 100%, and I think it was things like that, and knowing or hoping that some of them players were returning, that I was like, yeah, I can definitely see myself gelling with hopefully some of them and working as a unit together.
The squad as well has got Beth Sutherland in it, Vanessa Ranella and Chantal as well, and I've left somebody else out because she's part of the next question.
Some of the players returning are such good players. Obviously, I've seen Bethany grow at Zoe Storm. She's really maturing into such a good player, and also Nicole last season was a standout goalkeeper. So hopefully to be able to play in a unit with them two would be fantastic. And obviously Ella, she did great things in her debut season at Loughborough. And definitely like the shooting end, have all those Jamaicans going to be interesting. Played with Jamaicans before, and their flair is always very exciting when you're on the court. Sometimes unpredictable, but very exciting.
For the fan, Bierman's back and it's exciting.
Yes.
What's that exciting. Like for the teammate?
Yeah, I think it's really good. Obviously, I've had some exposure at Bayman in the England programme, and I think that'll definitely bring, hopefully, a bit more excitement to the fans. And to have her in that centre court combination will hopefully just lift it even more. Like, the experience of her, Claire Brownie, is just phenomenal, and hopefully that unit on the court is just going to be so good. And she's a great defensive player as well as centre court player, so hopefully we don't have to do as much work. That's what I'm thinking.
And another year of the England contract. Are you all set? Are you ready to go on that?
Yeah, definitely. We've got some exciting things coming up. Captain in the Roses A team against Malawi. So we're playing just some of the warm-up matches for the actual Roses squad, Malawi and Northern Ireland. So I'm really excited to start. I've got a really good bunch of girls that I'm getting to lead out on court with a lot of the under-21s, the likes of Summer, Gabby George, who just made their senior debut. So that's really exciting, and to hopefully showcase my leadership skills on the international kind of level. And then we're just still preparing for Com Games, next quad series. So it's really exciting in camp, and we've just got some absolutely amazing combinations, and training's just, it's always such a good vibe at the moment, and it's really exciting.
And being with the Sirens will keep you nice and strong?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the whole setup they've got is going to be great, and hopefully working with them in England is just going to be a great partnership. And I'm really excited to kind of just get going, get the training going, get pre-season going, which is going to be tough, you know. It's been a long time since my last pre-season, especially with my injury and stuff. So I'm excited to see how I manage to get through it.
I just wondered how things are going with Mizuno at the minute.
Oh, yeah, Mizuno. Being an All-Star is absolutely fantastic. I love representing such a great brand and wearing my trainers on the court and off the court. Just looking forward to be able to step on another Super League court and wear them out for the season.
And the awareness is continuing to grow, which is good to see as an All-Star.
Oh, definitely. I think the work they do with the Premier Leagues at the moment, it definitely helps them as a brand, and that's good to see. And all the players and matches, I think that just exposes netball on a general aspect, which is good.
So your knee's feeling strong and you just can't wait for things to begin and that dreaded pre-season?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think I said excited about 100 times in that whole interview. So as you can see, I am very excited to be back on the court. And I think, yeah, I'm just looking forward to having game time. Like, I've missed that competitiveness and I just really want to get going. And yeah, it's going to be an exciting season.
That's England's Leah Kennedy. Beth Sutherland played for Surrey Storm last season and will play for Sirens next year. Andy began by asking her how she felt she developed as a player last season.
I think my game massively improved from playing at Storm last year. I got a lot of court time and I was surrounded by very experienced players with Nada and Casey Holland at the back. And I think that really helped me and really improved my game. And I received a lot of support from Surrey Storm last year. And I think that encompassed me really improving.
And just being around people like Nada and Katie as well, the other girls are obviously going to keep you on your toes as well, which improves you as a player.
Definitely, for sure. Like, there was an ethos at Storm last year where we all used to push each other during training and obviously to make it realistic for intermatch play as well. So I think that was like crucial in terms of our training sessions and how we did actually train.
We obviously can't deny the fact that Com Games is going to be next year. Was that maybe one of the ideas behind your move into Sirens?
Yeah, I think, well, obviously, like, it is Com Games year. It's, like, massively exciting. And I guess, like, that was a little bit of the reason that I thought about Sirens. But overall, the reason I went to Sirens was for the opportunity and for looking at the future and where I feel like I'm going to be going.
When the idea was put to you then, how easy was it to consider?
It wasn't an easy decision. I think I probably debated about it for a good 2 weeks and probably stressed a lot of people out about it, as well as myself. So, no, it wasn't a decision that I took lightly. So, yeah, it was a hard one to make.
But it'd be nice to be back in Scotland, at least.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to be back in Scotland. I'm very excited about... That's one of the things that I am really excited about, is to be back in Scotland, to be back involved with Scotland as well a bit more. And then obviously, because I'm from Scotland, like, the opportunity to be able to go home a little bit more as well, like, that was a big emphasis on going there.
How about the rest of the squad as well? I mean, not just the Scottish girls, but people like Sarah and Leah as well?
Yeah, the squad is so exciting this year. They've obviously re-signed quite a few of the signings from last year, and they've got Nikki as well coming back from Jamaica. But obviously having the depth with Sarah and Leah as well, it makes it even more exciting.
You're looking forward to working with people like Leah?
Yeah, definitely. She's got a lot of experience because she's obviously been at Northumbria for like 8 years. So that's like a massive positive as well.
Team bonding went pretty well. Wasn't it a bit of a mystery? Didn't you end up winning it?
Oh, yeah, we did. I was in the winning team. It was a lot of fun that day. And it was good to get together as a team for the first time to start to gel like relationships and stuff.
Sports Park crowd, obviously, really important. But playing in that arena as well, it's just taking that up to another level and really nice. And you'd be looking forward to playing there.
Yeah, so I've played there a couple of times at the Emirates. So it'll be nice to call that my home venue this year. But obviously, like, the Sports Park was amazing. The crowd there was so supportive. But I know that from being at the Emirates as well, like, the crowd there is equally as good.
Beth Sutherland, who played for Storm last year, definitely some strong players in the squad. Siren's making a move and hoping to finish higher in the Super League table than they did last year. And the netball show will be with them every step of the way.
That's right, Andy. We will be. We'll be analysing and following them the entire way. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Netball Show and our website, thenetballshow.co.uk. It's regularly updated with the latest from Super League and around the UK.
And don't forget, you can subscribe to The Netball Show. We're on iTunes and also TuneIn, where you can leave comments and feedback. Thanks for listening.
Byron, to me, especially last year, made a huge impact, and they know what they want, they go for it, and I think that's definitely what I hope that people see when I'm on the court, and I'm just really excited to get going.
And I was just massively impressed with what they're trying to do up here in terms of building a team from scratch, the vision that they've got and how they want to drive forward the game of netball, how they want to engage with community. They want to be a flagship team for Glasgow and for Scotland.